All right. Hello, world. This is Alrod.
And Rain's here.
And today we are going to be ranking the movies within the Saw franchise. So we'll be starting with 10 and working our way up to what we feel is the best Saw film. So, Rain, I'll pass it to you to start us off.
Okay. So, yeah, we randomly, or I guess I randomly, felt like starting the Saw franchise a little early. We usually try to do like a nice horror thriller marathon in October leading up to Halloween, but I didn't think we'd have enough time to get through all of the franchises that we wanted to watch, so I figured we'd start in September this year, and I started with Saw. Then we kind of just kept going, and then about partway through the watch, I didn't even know there was a 10th Saw that came out last year. So it actually gave us the opportunity to see the newest installment of the franchise to round out our nice ranking of 10. So having said that, my 10th or least favorite Saw movie is Jigsaw. I don't even know how to begin with why it's the worst Saw, but I just thought it was an unnecessary installment in the 10 films. It did not add anything to the lore for me. Like, I know it had, you know, it had its pieces of like, you know, this is kind of like pre-Saw, but like some of the tests just felt way too complex and intricate for it to be before the first Saw, which was just the most basic dirty bathroom, one room setup. And the
agreed.
And the tests were so just, they were very basic, simple tasks. Cut your foot out, cut your foot off if you want to get out.
Yeah.
But you want us to believe that in Jigsaw, we've got like lasers and saws and walls, and we've got leg cutting machines, and like we've got all of this programmed machinery that took place before we just sat two people in a dark, dirty bathroom.
Though, to be fair, the lasers weren't like part of that sequence
that
of
timeline.
From
10 you're
years
correct.
Ago.
You're correct. You're correct.
Just on that part,
but
yeah,
the other tests,
all that stuff,
all
in the
other tests, the programmed machines in the barn,
and the
saw wall, run, like all of that just seemed way too intricate in advance for it to have happened before we really got into what we knew as Saw. I didn't really like the whole, they wanted the audience to believe that Eleanor, you know, because Eleanor was a super van, like they were trying to push that, and I'm like, that for it just didn't even make sense.
It was too
it's not gonna be her.
It was too obvious of a red hair.
It was too obvious. And it was just a hard to believe anyway that like someone like that type of fanatic, like in the hunt for Jigsaw or in the case of Jigsaw, that the police department wouldn't have known she was a super fan at this point, and they were just going to keep her on the case and on the job.
Mm-hmm.
Because that portion of the story is 10 years after, and you mean to tell me that nobody ever realized that she was a super fan until Logan started being Jigsaw? She's been working on it however long, because we're just introduced to her in Jigsaw. It wasn't a believable bone they tried to throw out. I couldn't take it. But I just thought it was too far-fetched of a movie for them to try to make it a prequel and a sequel, I guess.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it was.
And so it's the one that I would not want to revisit. We almost didn't revisit it in this watch. You were just like, do we have to even watch Jigsaw?
I was.
Because we had seen it before. We had seen all the other Saws except Saw X. So you know, there we were tempted to just not even include it in this rewatch because it's just so pointless.
Yeah. I will say my number 10 is Jigsaw. It's the exact same movie for a lot of the same reasons. I think the big thing for me is it just didn't add or broaden anything in terms of the franchise. It just didn't add anything narratively that just made it more interesting. All it did was add yet another apprentice to John's collection of proteges. And it's just, it doesn't do anything to evolve the story, though. You just added another guy. And it's like, at least in the other films, when it was revealed that someone else was like participating with John or following John's work, it added to the story in a way. And in the future installments, you know, through flashbacks, I know it's like convoluted. They go through all kinds of loops and crazy shit to explain their involvement or whatever, but it's explained in a way that like gives you a little more intrigue, whereas like all the flashbacks with Logan, it's like, okay, you were just there before anyone else. But it's like we were introduced to you in this film and nothing about your story is interesting. Like, it's right. Just I don't know, it's just, to me, it just added another guy that was there before, but there was like nothing special about it. So that's probably my biggest point of contention with Jigsaw, is that it added nothing, literally nothing.
And then the other part of it that I don't really get is that you're telling us that Logan was a part of this first test from 10 years ago, and then he gets picked up as an apprentice. So has he's supposed to have been an apprentice for this whole 10 years, but we've seen him in no flashbacks helping with anything?
I think,
like, was he there Hoffman? Was he there with Amanda? It's like, when did he get recruited?
I don't think Kramer told Amanda and Hoffman about him.
So then where was he in the rest of the other Saw movies doing? Like, he wasn't an active participant until Jigsaw?
He didn't decide to come back until 10 years later,
apparently. Like, that's the piece that gets me. It's like, was he an apprentice running any of the tests? Or he just wasn't there for it? Like, you didn't properly integrate him.
He was dormant.
He was in a test 10 years ago. We don't touch him at all for 10 years. And then, Jigsaw. John's already dead.
That's the one.
And he's like, I'm going to go be Jigsaw now?
That's the one thing that would have made it worth it if they, like, revealed somehow
that he was a part of those other tests in the Amanda Hoffman.
But other
Hoffman
than that, it's like, no, you just lie dormant for 10 years, and then out of nowhere, ridiculous, you decide, I want to stand
be
up for the
now.
Dead. I want to speak for the dead.
Yeah.
Why?
Where were you?
That was just, then another part of it that bothered me, it's kind of like a smaller issue, but Jigsaw deciding to save Logan from that test from 10 years ago after like having a change of heart.
Like, why?
That was just weird to me because John has been displayed to be petty as shit anyway, just in general.
Right.
So it just, to me, I felt like it was inconsistent with his character because I felt like he just would have let that ride regardless. I mean, even though...
Yeah, you have to find your own way out to prove you're worthy be an apprentice.
Even though Logan came from war, he had PTSD, a lot on his mind, he probably like fucked some shit up, didn't mean to. I feel like intent doesn't really matter to John.
Right, that would have been more reason for him to like be the first one to lose the damn test.
Yeah, it was just... Yeah, I didn't buy that at all. Like, oh my gosh, let me see. I made a mistake.
I mean,
really?
Yeah. Like, you're forgiven?
Nah, I didn't buy that.
He would have been like, you go first.
I did not buy that at all.
So, I agree.
Yeah, so Jigsaw is at the bottom for me.
And then it kills me. So you're telling me 10 years ago, you were just like an x-ray tech who happened to mix up his x-rays, but now you work for the police department? Like, when did that fucking happen?
Yeah.
It's like, now you work in the damn morgue? How do you go from being an x-ray tech from, like, examining and doing, like, autopsies?
Yeah.
Those are two totally different medical fields. Like, x-ray tech is you work a machine, you label some x-rays, but you're not cutting people open. It's not a surgical field. Yeah. And you're telling me you are now, like, a medical examiner.
Right.
Unbelievable. Yeah, no, so it's at the bottom.
I think so, yeah. I don't foresee this ever changing its place when I watch these in the future. Jigsaw is going to stay.
I won't watch it in the future because yeah, it's I don't at think, the bottom.
There, you know, there's no reason to, honestly.
There is not.
Because they didn't really integrate it into the lore all that
at
well.
At all.
So,
it is like a standalone movie almost. And I don't need to watch it to complete a viewing of the franchise.
No. It's completely inessential.
Yeah.
It does nothing.
Yeah.
So,
it's the worst one. Absolutely the worst.
I agree.
It's the worst. I'm looking at my number 9. Number 9's pretty damn bad, too.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like this should be 10B.
Exactly. I'm looking at it like, I mean, both of these could have been the worst of the Saws.
Yeah.
I've got Saw 7 3D, which was dumb in itself, down as number 9. Oh my gosh. It was so bad, y'all.
Oh, man. Saw 7 is Saw 3D, the final chapter.
It was so bad.
Yeah.
A part of my reasoning or like my considerations in ranking were I tried to give myself some criteria because it's hard when there are 10 movies. Like you want to rank them like using the same logic almost across all the movies to make sure you're not, you know.
Yeah.
Showing favoritism for something that is unfair to another movie or something, you know, whatever. So part of my criteria for ranking these was like, what was the opening test of the movie? Because there's usually an opening test before, you know, you get your title screen and then the story starts. What was the opening test? Did it connect to the story? Was there a lesson to be learned, or what was the lesson? Did it feel true to like Kramer's mission, you know, or to whoever Jigsaw was at the time, and some other things. But the reason that I have 7 down here right next to Jigsaw is that one, the opening story was a throwaway. Like the two boyfriends the girl in the storefront. Totally. It was an unbelievable scenario, first of all. It's happening in a city square. Jigsaw has never been that type of non-murderer in his mind to just have it out in public like that. And then for the public to respond the way they did was just ridiculous. Because I'm sure there was a way to like break that glass and figure that shit out. But then we don't know who these people are. These people mean nothing to the movie, the franchise. We never hear about them, see them ever again. It's not tied to where the story goes after we get the title screen. It is literally just there for like some blood and guts. And that's just not a Jigsaw test to me. Yeah. I'm like, in Kramer's Jigsaw movies, there's a connection. And those people were not connected in any way to the rest of that movie with the fake Jigsaw survivor storyline. They weren't fake Jigsaw survivors. They weren't previous subjects of it. They were just some random ass people. And why they were in the test was just dumb. Like, oh, she was playing the two guys against each other and had them doing whatever. Like, that's not a big enough reason for, like, a Jigsaw test, I feel like, compared to other people he's put in tests. And thinking of this one, we had Gordon down as the main apprentice. Was there another apprentice who was doing these tests, or was it all Gordon?
I want to say, well, as far as that test you just mentioned,
I don't know who the hell.
Because it had nothing to do with anything. It had
nothing to do with anything, and it just was not, there weren't serious enough offenses in there, and there was going to be no rehabilitation for anybody if that test was winnable. It was just such a throwaway. So that immediately put a bad taste in my mouth for the movie. But then it goes into the fake Jigsaw survivor storyline, and that was just another turnoff to me, because at that point there had been 6 other movies, and you mean to tell me that like he's the first guy to like want to tell a Jigsaw survivor story, even though his was a fake story? It's like there were real Jigsaw survivors, and none of them were out there that we'd seen, telling their actual story. But then him coming up with a fake story, and now there's like news coverage and interviews, and I'm like, nobody thought to interview like actual Jigsaw survivors before this? We never saw that. Not that the Jigsaw survivors would have gone looking for fame, but the news outlets would have been looking for the survivors. It wouldn't have been like a secret that there were people who survived a Jigsaw test, and they would have been, reached out to, and they just made it seem like it was such a novel idea that this guy is like, I'm going to be a Jigsaw survivor and tell my story.
Well, they did have that scene, though, in that flashback in the bar where they get the idea to even do it, and they're looking at actual Jigsaw survivors actually being interviewed, and they... I think his friend makes the comment like, man, if these people weren't so fucked up.
But I'm like,
it's like,
clue that like the dude's a phony.
Well, I know, but it's like, yeah, it's like real people that go through shit, they're kind of reluctant to even want fame around their trauma.
Right.
So it's like, so it's like, I feel like there were people out there. They clearly showed that there were survivors that, were sought after to be interviewed or whatever. But he's the one that, like,
wanted to put a positive light on it, which was just dumb.
Yeah, he just wanted to capitalize on it, even though he didn't go through shit at all. So, yeah, I didn't mind that. I didn't find it. Yeah, I don't know. I felt like that was the one part. Well, no, not just the one part, but I felt like that storyline had more potential than the movie realized, I feel like.
I suppose. I think another part of it that I didn't like, when they did the Jigsaw Survivor group, they had some stories in there that were never in a movie. That bothered me, like the black chick who had to fight.
Oh yeah, that was so lame.
Over the open lawnmowers or something. I'm like, you had survivors that you could have had in there. Like he could have, like the lady who had to pull the spears out, like she was a survivor.
Mm-hmm.
The arm cut off chick. I'm assuming the people in 5 actually survived, but I don't know if they like.
Well, I recognize the guy.
So he was there. Okay, I was trying to look and like.
But I don't think she was there. I think she might have actually died.
Yeah. But then like just pull in extra survivors.
Yeah, that from was stories. Weird. It should have just been all we never. It should have been all people we actually recognize.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, and then the test.
And then they actually flash back to one that we never saw.
Exactly. Yeah, like to bring in extra survivors from tests we never saw, and then the test that you show us is so fucking ridiculous.
Oh
like,
yeah, just.
Hanging over running lawnmowers, like, that doesn't even make sense for a Jigsaw test. Like,
yeah, I felt like they should have been all people.
How do you set that up?
Yeah, exactly.
And not kill yourself trying to line up all these damn running lawnmowers.
Yeah,
but
at this point, you can't even.
That the 3D component made it low on my list because it was terrible. Just so gimmicky and it was. So obvious, and it just was dumb. Moments it didn't that are purely, age well.
Yeah, it didn't, because I'm watching this on my television that does not have 3D, and it just does nothing for me. But you can still tell that
it was supposed to be a 3D element, and it's not an element, or the way it's filmed is not how something like that would have been filmed in any of the other Saw movies.
Exactly.
Because it's just there to be a 3D component. Like Gordon throwing the damn saw at the screen. Oh,
gosh.
Grinds my gears. I'm like, you know how many saws we've seen tossed in this goddamn franchise, and none of them are thrown directly at us as the viewer.
It's really annoying because it just breaks form with the rest of the series.
Yes, it
sticks out like a sore thumb.
It just lets you know, like, hey, this movie came out at the time 3D televisions were like a thing. Like,
or just 3D in theaters. 3D in general. Like everybody was trying to push that back 3D. Then.
Yeah.
And like people are just resistant towards it. Like, no, I mean, there are people that'll, you know, if there's enough buzz around a 3D gimmick in a movie, you'll get enough people to watch. But generally, I don't think people like, because they were like making 3D an option for certain movies. Like they had,
right.
I remember when Toy Story 3 came out. Like, you had the option to go see it in 3D.
Which is dumb.
And it's just like...
And then I'm just trying to imagine sitting there watching a whole Saw movie with 3D glasses on. Because there weren't that many 3D elements in it.
Yeah, so I went...
The bulk of the movie, you're watching it through these 3D glasses for like three fucking 3D elements to pop out at you.
Yeah, I saw that shit.
It was underwhelming on top of that.
I saw it in the theater.
You saw it in 3D?
Yeah. That was a year before I met you, too. That's funny.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah,
you went and saw that shit in 3D?
Yes. That was,
Did you ask for your money back?
No.
There was like three, maybe four 3D elements in that movie. It was the waste of like making it 3D.
That's very true. Barely a handful of moments. Throwing the saw,
maybe like some blood drops or something.
The explosion behind Hoffman.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no more than five.
Exactly.
There's probably no more than five.
Like, if you're going to call it 3D, like, I need to feel like I'm in an amusement park ride.
Yeah, there's, like, not a whole lot that it felt was whack. Immersive.
But, yeah, so 7's number 9 on my list. But it's really, like you said, 10B, because it's right there with Jigsaw. It was just another waste.
Yeah.
And then the twist they had could have been good if it were in a good Saw movie. Like, oh, it's Gordon. Like, that reveal would have meant so much more if it was in a better Saw movie.
Yeah.
But because it was in this movie, I hate that they wasted the Gordon reveal on this plot.
Yeah.
But I think you have it at number 9 too, right?
I do have Saw 7 3D Final Chapter, not the final chapter at number 9.
I forgot they called that shit Final Chapter.
Yes, it is number 9. Once again, I mean, it's for a lot of the same reasons. Although, this movie has ideas that I like. It's just not... I feel like the choice to have a test subject be someone that faked being a survivor of a jigsaw trap, I thought that could have been more interesting than what they ended up doing. Like, as a concept, I just think that has potential, but I don't think the movie itself and execution realizes that potential. And I like the idea of bringing Gordon back a lot.
Right.
I love that idea.
Just not this way.
It's the way they did it. It was just... It just felt kind of, I don't want to say tacked on, but I just felt like it didn't have the weight they wanted it to have. I felt like there should have been a lot more weight to finding out that Gordon, after John did what the fuck he did, would like turn around and be so enamored by the man and follow his word.
Right, and
be
so helpful. And like
there would have
he to... was actually like very integral in a lot of the tests.
Yeah.
When they give you your flashbacks. When you had questions of shit probably in past movies, like, once you see the reveal of Gordon, it makes more sense for some of the things.
What I would have done, I think what they could have done to make that work is, one, do not, don't open the movie with Gordon escaping the bathroom. Like, the audience should not see Gordon that early. They shouldn't have seen Gordon. What I would have done is, I would have had the whole Hoffman, Jill Tuck conflict kind of wrap up a little earlier in the movie, and then have Gordon be revealed somewhere in the middle, and he have like, and he like captures Hoffman somehow, and then we go into like extended flashbacks of what exactly happened to Gordon and how.
Well, now you're describing a good movie.
So. Yeah, it's just like, I felt like it would have been more interesting if we spent more time just examining how Gordon kind of submitted himself to this radical form of, like, transforming people, because that's a huge philosophical shift. Like, I mean, he was tortured in that first movie, practically, emotionally. Like, hearing what his wife and his daughter were going through on the over the phone, and to, like, come out of that, and you're like, this man that put me through all this,
I'm gonna help him now,
follow his teachings and shit. Yeah. We have to see what
I've causes rehabilitated it. So much so that I'm gonna help him do this to other people.
We have to see what causes it. And I, you know, it's like, I'm not even saying I can't buy it. If you explain it in a good way to me, I feel like
it could be
a writer can get away with anything.
Because, I mean, it was already a broken marriage. So, I mean, you could have wrote that off in some way. He was, that it could have been like, it didn't bring his family back together. You know, they could have justified some of it, but we got to see part of it, not just assume it.
The only thing I think would be problematic with the way I would restructure the movie is that, what do you reveal at the end? Because every Saw has to have like a big reveal or twist at the end. And it's like, if you reveal Gordon in the middle, like, what do you have later? But I feel like they could have worked that out.
They could reveal Gordon in the middle, and they could have sat on the fact that old dude was not really a Jigsaw survivor.
What do you mean?
They could have, because we're talking about 7, right?
Yeah.
They could have, instead of us knowing early on that, like, oh, he's not really a Jigsaw survivor, it could have been when we got to his final test where he got to his wife, that he then has to confess to his wife, like, I wasn't at, like, when he has to get himself up on the chains. So,
you're saying if the movie, like, played it straight and we had no idea
he was lying. If the movie played it straight, we didn't know he was lying, and maybe it's just, like, the lady in the lawnmowers, it's just a test we didn't see or some shit. You know, and then get to the wife, and he's got to now do this test that he's been lying about, and he's got to, you know, now admit it to his wife, and we hear it on the tape, and we're like, wait, what? He didn't do this before? He's lying, you know?
But what would be the reason for Jigsaw putting him through the same thing?
Well, he would have revealed it right there, saying, well, you were, you know, you didn't actually pass this. This was, you've never been tested. Now you're being tested in the story that you've, like, lied about.
Oh, because at the very end, it's like that. Okay.
At the very end, like, he's got to confess to his wife, like, this is all a lie. I've never been tested, but now I'm being tested in the way that I lied about having been tested. And we could have been like, oh, shit, he hasn't been a Jigsaw. He's not a Jigsaw survivor. Like, he's this was his fucking test for being a fucking liar. They could have made that the end reveal if we did a Gordon reveal in the middle. But again, we're restructuring a whole a better movie, and that's why this is at 9. Because they didn't do any of those good things.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about, like, you know, at the very, very end when the Hello Zip music drops and they, like, have the... They start dropping the bombs on you, and it's like... Doo-doo-doo. Like, what's that moment in our restructured Saw 7? Like, what is gonna, like, blow people's minds? Because I feel like that reveal that, like, he, like, when he's exposed as a liar, I don't know if, like, that's the moment that punctuates it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's more I don't know, because if you already got Gordon being revealed early on,
yeah,
you can't re-reveal it.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, so I don't know. Which is why this is at 9, because you can't even fix it.
It's unfixable.
It's unfixable.
Yeah, it's weird, though, because it's like, there's stuff I like in there. Like, the choice of story, interesting. Gordon's involvement, I think it's intriguing. And I like seeing Cary Elwes come back after being away for so long. But, yeah. Okay, moving on to number 8. Miss Rain.
I debated this one for a brief moment, but I felt like this was the only spot I could put it. I had to put Spiral at number 8. There are elements of the movie where I feel like I could have put the movie higher, but because it's in a way disjointed from the actual Kramer timeline, I had to put it at 8. I liked the motive in Spiral. I liked the twist in Spiral. I actually really enjoyed Chris Rock in this movie. But because it wasn't a part of the John Kramer jigsaw timeline, I couldn't put it higher than 8. So that's really the only reason it's at 8 is because it's not a part of the Kramer family, so to speak. No, the Kramer killer family.
Yeah.
Because it could definitely be higher with, like, why the, I don't know, I mean, I guess this is already spoiler reviews, spoiler notes, but, like, why Shank was, you know, doing what he was doing and what he wanted to do moving forward. Like, I thought that was genius. And I remember we were both watching it and we were like rooting for him. Like, yes, yes, join him. Do this. Like, I get it. Like, that's not a bad idea, you know? But because it's not connected to everything. But it was informed by and inspired by Kramer. So, I mean, I guess I could move it up, but it's too late. My list is my list. So it's at 8. Yeah. Solely for that reason.
Fair enough. So, yeah, so far our lists have been completely identical. I have Spiral at 8, too, and I struggled because part of me thought, like, when I put it in the position, I'm like, there are things about it that make me think I'm ranking it a little too low, but at the same time, not really. I think it's justified to be in this spot primarily because while I do appreciate that, I think the whole approach to Spiral was, okay, we've done all these Saw movies. We did Jigsaw, and it was, like, to me, it was such a throwaway movie, and you basically just did this prequel / sequel to kind of keep Tobin Bell in the mix to sell it. And I don't think it resonated for me. I don't think it resonated much with fans. I mean, I don't know if there's a whole lot of enthusiasm behind Jigsaw. I have no clue. But so it's like the only, I would assume the only way forward that they thought was a plausible direction to take the series was, hey, we'll keep this within the Saw universe, but try to kind of, you know, add new characters in the mix and kind of see where we can take this elsewhere, you know, beyond, you know, the John Kramer attachments.
Right.
And I feel like that's very logical. And I feel like Spiral did a lot of things that hinted at a new novel direction for the series. I think my thing is, I don't know if I can give a movie a whole lot of credit for what it's promising in the future. Because I feel like Spiral itself as a film is not that strong. Like, it's when Shank, you know, explains his whole philosophy, right, where you're like, oh, okay, like, we're attacking systems.
Yes, yes. That is not just individuals making bad choices.
Exactly. That's not a place the series has gone before, and that was, like, very promising. But everything leading up to that is just kind of, it's very standard. It's like, I don't know, I felt like it wasn't all that revolutionary until the themes it promised, like at the end moving forward. And it kind of sucks that we don't get to realize that,
right?
Because I do think expanding on those ideas leading into sequels would have been far more interesting. So that's why it's so weird for me putting Spiral in this place, because I feel like it had the most promise thematically for the series following that. I just wish the movie in itself was a little stronger, and I don't think it was, if I'm being real with myself. Like, it just wasn't, the narrative wasn't that strong to me.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I think we're good then, keeping it there.
Yeah.
My number 7.
Mm-hmm.
I am, as we're talking, I'm looking at it, and I don't know if it's my number 7 anymore.
Oh, what do you have there?
I have Saw X, Saw 10,
hmm,
as my number 7, and I don't think I like it there.
Why, you think it needs to be higher?
I think it should be higher.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to make a swap, and Saw 6 is going to be my number 7.
Okay. Interesting.
So I am rearranging a portion of my list. And so my number 7 is now Saw 6.
Okay.
I reworked this whole middle right now. I just moved 3 movies as we've been talking. So yeah, my number 7 is Saw 6. I didn't feel like the main subject, I can't remember the insurance guy's name right now, but like, he didn't really have tests on himself. Like, his tests were just decisions that impacted other people. And I think for how wronged Kramer probably felt by this guy, he would have had this insurance guy go through more physical pain, I guess. It's like, his hardest test was the breathing test against the old guy. But then he just had to make a decision on who lives and dies. He had to kind of burn himself to guide old girl through the maze. And then at the end, and then the Russian, the roulette thing. And then at the end, like, his death wasn't really a test of him on himself. It was the other family who had his fate in their hands. So he didn't, that wasn't a test that he could have won or lost on his own. But I just think he wasn't tested enough personally.
I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, I think John was very deliberate about that, and how he structured what he was going through, because once he finally makes it to the end, I think John really wanted him to feel what he put other people through.
In terms of,
you know.
I can see that.
Yeah, because
I can see that. I guess maybe then it's just, I'm so desensitized. The Jigsaw, I guess I just wanted to see him go through more shit, I suppose. Because
to me, it's like, I don't think that has as much impact if he makes it to the end and he's so damn broken down already. And it's like, well, damn, he's already, like, gotten so fucked up. Like, to me, it just, I think it hits more that he made it through the door on time. He thinks he's looking at the end, about to reach his freedom, but his life is in the hands of other people that he screwed over royally, and his fate is ultimately, like, in their hands. And I think it just, I don't think that hits if he's already arriving there completely broken down.
Question.
Yeah.
When you watched this one for the first time, did you think that the chick he was trying to save was like his mistress or something?
I didn't know what to make of that. Because when they revealed she was his sister,
like, I thought that it was like his wife and kid in the one room, because she was like, we're here because of your father. Yeah, like, there's, I hate only, when they twist dialogue. I hate like that. And then I thought that the other chick was supposed to be like his mistress, and so he was trying to like save her and disregard his like family or some shit. And then I was like, wait, it's his fucking sister. Yeah,
when they did,
like, the, I thought that was kind of BS.
That was, I thought it was lame. I'm just
like, I'm okay, like, oh, you've only got a sister left. Like,
I thought that was
I in my mind, I thought he was like, oh no, not my mistress or something. I don't know. Because we were led to believe that the other chick and the boy were his wife and son. Wife and
kid, yeah.
So I'm like, oh man, who's he gonna save? You know, like.
Yeah, they did the same shit in 3.
Yes.
With the I want a divorce and, oh, yeah, we're here because of your father.
Yes.
That was, I'm so, like, I'm like, y'all, oh, really he must did that be again? The
father. Yeah. So yeah, that's why it doesn't make it in the top half. So yeah, so I think I did a good job switching it because I had it higher. So yeah, I've got 6 down in slot 7.
Yeah.
What do you have at 7?
I have Saw 5 at 7. But after I rewatched it, like in our rewatch, I actually like it more than I used to. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I may have it a little low, because I do feel like 6 is actually one of the more overrated Saw movies personally. Because a lot of people... Yeah, I do. Like, I like 6, but I think a lot of people overrated it because it's like, oh man, it's so different. Jigsaw's going after insurance people.
And I
it's
don't top. Think it's that different.
They do. Like, a lot. That's what a lot of people say. They're really? Like, this is a Jigsaw being, like, this is the Saw franchise getting topical now. So it's like,
oh my God. Oh, and he's people, attacking a system.
Yeah, and I was like, I mean, it's cool. I love that they did it, but I do think people kind of overrate it in a sense because of that. But Saw 5, I liked it more this go round, but I don't put it in the upper half. And I think it's mainly because the test subjects in that movie were the least interesting.
Really?
Yeah, I just did not find them to be interesting characters, and like their whole reasoning for even being there, it just felt so detached from everything. From
Kramer, yeah, like, yeah. Kramer wasn't in the building, he wasn't impacted by the fire.
Yeah, it just...
True.
It just felt like these were just people that were there, needed to learn a lesson, and whatever. It's like when I think about like tests that are so integral to like what's going on with other characters in the plot, it's like I think of like Saw 2, and like Detective Matthew's son is in that house, right? And like he has a vested interest in getting his son out of there, and it's right. Like,
even though most of the other people were hateable, but
oh, absolutely, but it's like at the same time, it's like you see how they're connected to at least someone on the outside.
Right.
And it's like, I felt like this particular group of people, they were just kind of like detached from everything. They were just kind of there. It's
like, who are you?
Yeah, they were just kind of there to, you know.
You're just there to have Megan Good in the movie.
They were there to just get slaughtered and to be done with them. So that's why I kind of ranked that one a little low.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Because I have it right above that. I just moved it to 6 when I reworked this right now.
Oh, really?
Because I had it higher. So, yeah, I have 5 in slot 6. And you have it in slot 7.
Yep.
But it's for the same reasons. It's still in my bottom half. Because you give us these characters. I really didn't like how they gave us that, like, journalist guy. And he will, like... seemed like such a weird asshole for him to like only make it to the second test. Like the journalist guy.
Oh, got you.
It's like he was just like, I didn't like him. He was like, why do you know so much? And like we get a, you know, oh, I'm an investigative journalist. It's like, okay, give me a little more. But like he doesn't make it past that room. Yeah. And I'm like, it was kind of a waste of making him like this omniscient asshole.
I agree.
For him to like not continue to do that a little further into the movie, because you almost like want to know all of what he knows.
Yeah.
And you don't even get to. And I'm like, that was dumb. Like, why waste your time making him an asshole? That would be like taking the asshole in 2 when you kill him after the first death. It was like he got to be an asshole the whole goddamn movie.
Yeah,
to take him out so early was dumb. But I put it at the top of my bottom half. Because it's also the movie, I like how they did the try to frame Strom piece.
I love all that stuff.
So I mean it's not at the bottom.
Yeah, it's like when I think about those bits, it's like I want to move it higher.
Right. Because that's feel like why I did some swapping.
A lot of that stuff just works. Like
I did like oh shit, he's trying to frame Strom. But it's also in the bottom half because fucking Strom talking to himself the whole damn time fucking killed me, man. Like, he's whispering exposition to himself. And you know it's only because he's doing it for us. And I'm like, but that's just not how that would go in real detective life.
You know what I thought about? It kind of reminded me like of a video game. I don't know if you watch me play the Spider-Man game sometimes.
Yes. And how and he like talks like to finding clues and like telling himself what the clue means.
Yeah.
And it's like, and it's for the players. Deduct. Yeah. Yes. It's like, we can deduct, like, you found this letter and it is a clue and you will now move on to something
in else. A video game, it's not as silly because it's a game, but it's like, but in like a fucking,
you
like,
as a detective in a movie, like, you were the one who, you were supposed to be the hero. You supplied them with the pictures. Like why? You're alone in this room finding this evidence and you're whispering like what it means. And it
makes you worry about him because it's like, man, psychologically, are you okay?
Yeah, like, you are too invested in this. Like,
who talks to themselves this much? This is ridiculous.
Like, you find these folders of photos and you're alone. You must have been the one to supply them to the so-and-so. It's like, what the, are you playing Clue with yourself? It's like, it's ridiculous. So that's why I couldn't make it to the top half. It, you know, like trying to frame him, that was cool. But him playing Clue, I couldn't get down with it.
That wasn't a huge deal breaker for me, but it is fucking hilarious. So, yeah.
But yeah, so that's my, so 5 is my number 6.
That was your number 6. Okay. Yeah. My number 6 is Saw 6.
So we swapped our 5 and 6.
We did. We swapped our 5 and 6. There's a lot I like about Saw 6. But it's like Saw 6 is weird to me because there's a lot that works. I love the stuff with Hoffman, though. Like, when they're getting closer to like pinning this shit on Hoffman.
And oh yeah, because he was like using Strom's hand in this one. I forgot that carried into this one. Yeah, I did like how they were getting close to that.
Yeah, then Hoffman goes Terminator mode when they.
Oh my gosh! He all of a sudden has like ninja skills to like get himself. I was like, how's he going to get out of this?
I love that shit, but Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's weird. Like, there's not a whole lot that I think is bad about 6. I just have kind of a... I can't explain my detachment from it. Like, it's just like... I'm just kind of, like, meh about a lot of it. Right. It's like, it's like you don't really, I don't care about anybody really surviving their tests. Yeah. I think that's what it is. I mean, because, like, I'm talking about all the stuff I like, and it's all the Hoffman shit.
Right, yeah, because when you got, like, you find out the old girl's his sister, and you're like, I don't care.
Yeah, it's like, man.
Oh, that's not his wife and kid. Okay, kill him. Like,
it's just like, I'm really, it's so weird. I'm just really meh on 6.
Yeah.
Like, every time I watch it, I'm just like, it's there.
It's a Saw movie.
I mean, I guess there's, like a little more insight into, you know, John's resentment, but it's like it's all stuff you could have assumed anyway,
right?
So yeah, like it doesn't touch the weight of like the flashback in like Saw 4, where we like actually see him do his like first trap on Cecil and shit like that. I felt like that was the only big thing we needed, and to keep like exploiting these flashbacks to recontextualize John's original grudges. Because
y'all are making it up.
It just gets tired, man. Right. Like I felt like the flashback and forward was as far as we ever needed to go.
Yeah.
With that. So yeah, to me, it was just kind of more explanation. That, I mean, it's cool. It makes for, I guess, an interesting topic for a movie. But, you know, it still feels kind of like, eh. Yeah. I feel like I was very inarticulate with that one. But
I get it. It was just there.
It was just kind of there to me, yeah.
So I find it interesting. So our bottom half right now are all the same movies. We just swapped 5 and 6.
We swapped 5 and 6, yeah.
So that means we have all the same movies in our top half. Which we'll probably do in our next talk. Our next episode. So, yeah. So, all the latter films, although we haven't accounted for Saw 10 yet, so I'm interested to see where you have that.
Yeah.
But other than 10, like, all of the later Saw films are in the bottom half.
Yeah.
So next time we will see where Saw 10 lands. Surprisingly, it being the most recent movie, it's not in the bottom half.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see, because I just moved it today. So I'm interested to see where you already had it, because I've moved it.
Yeah.
And then we'll also get to our number one.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. So stay tuned, and we'll be back with part 2 soon.
Peace out.